And we have on the phone, if I did this correctly this morning, we should have Michelle from the Volunteer Center on the line. Are you there, Michelle?
Good morning.
Hello there. And also on the line, we should have Noelle from Casa Guadalupe.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you know? So far, so good.
Yeah. Hi, Noelle.
Hi, Michelle.
All right. So this is working out all right so far. So, Michelle, where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's start out with Casa Guadalupe and Noelle telling us a little bit about the mission of Casa and why they are part of our community and the importance of their mission.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So Casa Guadalupe, we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization here in Washington County. Our mission is to be the bridge of integration to Hispanics and the communities in which they live through education and community access. So we do serve a lot of Spanish-speaking families. We have a lot of different literacy and education programs for children all the way up to adults, some for the whole family unit. We're all about welcoming Casa Guadalupe, making those who may be newcomers to our community feel really welcome, like they belong, helping to integrate best into our society. Many different services that we do provide. We partner with so many different other organizations to just help connect people with those right resources in the community, help provide interpretation when needed. So we're just so happy to be in the Washington County community. It's the only nonprofit organization to serve this specific purpose.
And yeah, we're really grateful to have CASA in our community. And I know personally our family is very touched by your organization. We usually get to go to your fiesta each year, and that didn't happen. But can you tell us a little bit about how you're adjusting for 2020?
Absolutely. So thank you, Michelle. Absolutely. We do have our Fiesta Latina event normally. This past May would have been our 8th annual Fiesta Latina at Regner Park. We love getting people together and celebrating. And 2020 has just really changed a lot of that, of course, for all of us. And so we thought about how can we creatively think of a different way to promote Casa Guadalupe, still thank those that support us and our sponsors. And so we decided to partner with local restaurants for a Fiesta Week, which is next week already, September 27th, which is a Sunday, all the way to Friday, October 2nd. And so we're so grateful to the restaurants that are agreeing to, on specific days next week, will be giving a specific percentage of their food and, depending on the restaurant, their alcohol sales. So I just want to thank real quick the Norbert, Casa Tequila in Hartford and West Bend, La Cabana in West Bend, Don Ramon's in West Bend, and the West Bend Moose Lodge. They are all supporting us on different days. Our big kickoff event is on Sunday, the 27th, at the Norbert. The fun part about this one is normally for Fiesta Latina, we would get food donated from a variety of places, and we would have talented volunteers and different cooks in the community cook up food in the vendor building at Regner Park and serve it to the community. So I talked to our friend Tony Cable, the owner of the Norbert, and he still wanted to move forward and do something with CASA. And so he said, let's just get the food together and we'll cook up a Fiesta Latina menu at the Norbert. So it'll be Sunday. He's normally closed at day, but from 4 to 8 p.m. this coming Sunday, the 27th, he will be open. We have a limited Fiesta Latina menu that we'll be serving, and we hope to sell out of the food. But I definitely want to thank Meyer, the Norbert, the Colombian, and Woodman's for donating the food. One other piece that we are keeping with Fiesta Week, every year we normally have a raffle, a big raffle drawing with lots of different prizes, and we're continuing with that. And one of the top prizes you can win is a private dinner for 10 people at the Norbert. There's a 55-inch TV that is being donated by PLM, Property Loss Management. One of those really special Packers football commemorating the past season with the embossed signatures of everyone on the team. There are so many more, and that's all on our website, too, and people can go to. Really exciting. Our goal is to sell 800 tickets. We literally sold out yesterday, but we're getting more, and we're going to be getting more by Friday. So the last day to buy tickets will be Sunday. And these proceeds are going to our education programs and more particularly a scholarship fund for high school students that are in our Dream to Succeed program that are going to a 2 or 4 year college. Many of these students are going to be first generation college students. So we're really excited that some of the proceeds are going toward that.
Sounds like it should be a fun week with all kinds of good stuff going on.
Yes, lots going on.
That's awesome. So, Noelle, I'm sure that you still have volunteer need. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Again, just like any other nonprofit this year in 2020, our volunteer needs have changed. Unfortunately, some have diminished, but we are so proud to be a partner with the Volunteer Center. And I know that we certainly recruit volunteers through the Volunteer Center on their website. One of the main volunteer opportunities that has come up recently is for our Read to Succeed program. So that is a program where we work with Hispanic elementary school students. On any normal school year, we would meet twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school on site at some different schools in the community. But because this year we're not allowed into certain schools for understandable reasons with COVID, we are adjusting. Our new building that we moved into last year is in Barton in Northern West End. It's right by St. Mary's Church. They've been really gracious in allowing us to use their gym for good social distancing. We're taking every health and safety precaution that we can, and we're just going to adjust as we need to. But the goal is, starting in October, at least for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right after school, so around like 3:30, 3:45 till about 5 o'clock, we are inviting clients of ours, the parents in the community to be able to transport and drop their children off at the gym. Again, we'll have a limited amount of kids that are allowed in there just with social distancing and amounts of people inside of places that we're complying with that. But we are really looking forward to getting back to working with these kids. We know that this is a great structured place for them to focus on their reading skills and some of their homework, too, and get that done. So we are recruiting volunteers. Every volunteer that wants to help with this will go through a virtual orientation with us to get you all ready. We're actually expanding the age range for the kids this school year from kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. So we're going to do our best to try to reach as many kids as possible safely, make sure that they're, you know, getting the schoolwork that's really important, that it gets done for them.
And again, we should mention that volunteers for this program do not have to be bilingual, correct?
That is correct. Great question. So you do not have to be bilingual. The majority, if not all of the kids, our English speaking, we're really focusing on their English reading and comprehension skills. And again, some of that extra homework that may need to be done.
All right. Sounds good. So, Michelle, what's going on? What else is, Noelle, did you have anything else? Or we can circle back to you at the end, too.
Oh, yeah. One of the other volunteer opportunities we have is a virtual English tutor for adults. So we are trying something new this year. We actually do have teachers that can teach virtual English classes for adults. And so we're already started with that a couple weeks in. So they're using Zoom. It's fun. It's different. And students are joining and learning English, which is wonderful. But we are also still looking for people who would like to tutor someone one-on-one and help them with their English skills. Right now, we're just asking to start virtually. And so that's been working for some of our clients and volunteers, but we're always looking for more people to help in this way.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Michelle, let's switch over to the hub, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is our tip jar at the Hub. As many of you know, that benefits local nonprofits in Washington County. And for the month of September, that includes Casa Guadalupe, the Ice Woo-hoo. Age Trail, Chicks for a Cause, Kettle Moraine Symphony, the Washington County Humane Society, and the United Way of Washington County. To help out with Casa Guadalupe and just kind of, you know, maybe promote and encourage people to come on in and help us out with that tip jar. Next week, we're going to have some fiesta-themed food at the Hub. So we'll have our soup be a black bean habanero. The scone is going to be a Mexican spice mango. The muffin is going to be a Mexican triple chocolate. The quiche is a Mexican chorizo and a Spanish tomato, potato, and cheddar. So just kind of a fun way to encourage people to come in and drop a few extra pieces of change into our tip jar.
All right. That sounds good.
Just highlighting quickly our seasonal drinks, because fall is in the air. We're having cider three ways, a classic steamed cider with cinnamon, a caramel apple cider, and an apple cider. There is also a pumpkin spice latte, the nutty German, which is all kinds of things, nut. It's coconut, hazelnut, macadamia nut, and that's in a latte. And then our maple leaf, which is maple and cinnamon cold brew, which I can tell you is absolutely delicious.
All right. Sounds good. And what else is going on to the Hub?
Yeah, so we actually have the Hub is the home of the Volunteer Center, as many of you know. And the Hub strengthens our community and it helps with social change happening in many ways. Whether you volunteer at the Hub, you purchase a cup of coffee, or you add to our tip jar that we just talked about, your support helps empower our community with social good. We like to say one cup at a time. So we need a handful of new volunteers to help us make that happen, and we're hoping that we can open up some indoor seating as the weather cools for the Hub. And to do that, we need more volunteers to help us be very safe for our customers, our volunteers, our staff, and their families. It's really important to us. That's why we're adding a position called a Hub host, and that's a new volunteer position to the Hub. They greet customers and help them feel welcome. They'll be sanitizing tables, things like that. As a Hub volunteer, you have the opportunity to learn as much as you like about coffee and the coffee shop mission. If you love preparing food, there's a job for you. If you like interacting with customers, there's a job for you. If you find that espresso machine really interesting, there's a job for you. You can learn more about this position on our website on socialgoodbrews.org. There is a button that says join our volunteer team, or there's a really short URL. It is bit.ly/pubhost.
All right. Sounds good. And a little more progress on the community mosaic as well, I see.
Yeah, we're really excited. So what we're doing, again, 2020 being 2020, we know it's not the right time to bring large groups of people together to view this mosaic. So we've created a mini mosaic display. And you're going to start seeing those little mosaics, gatherings of maybe canvases that all have hearts on them, or canvases that all have rainbows, or lots of different little groupings of the mosaic, and you'll see those on social media. We're going to make it so that it's viewable through the windows at the Hub, and it's not too late because of this to still create your own canvas, because those mini mosaics will be highlighting different smaller groups. You can still create a canvas and be part of the experience.
All right, sounds good. And we're getting close to running out of time, but let's mention just a couple of needs of the week and nonprofit highlights, shall we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me just start out with the Gingerbread House. The virtual signups have started, but please remember that you're not complete until you've spoken to a Gingerbread volunteer. And you can find more information on our Volunteer Center website.
All right. And Noelle, you want to do one and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see here. So be creative. There's definitely a time for creativity right now and put your talents to work. So if you love being creative, you can make seasonal door decorations for residents at Cedar Bay East and West Assisted Living. They're looking for volunteers to show their creative side by making holiday or winter door decorations for the resident apartment. So this would be a great project for civic groups, school groups, family, friends, or individuals. So if needed, there are craft items to make projects available, or there are also funds available to cover the cost if you wish to pick up your own items. So if you're interested, please call the volunteer office at Cedar Community at 262-306-4218.
All right, and Noelle, let's circle back and give people just information one more time about where they can go to find out more information about Fiesta Week with Casa Guadalupe.
Definitely. So our website is just www.casaguadalupeonline.org. And we have a specific area that talks about Fiesta Week. And then also we have a Facebook page. If you just look up Casa Guadalupe Education Center. And on that Facebook page, we have a Fiesta Week 2020 Facebook event and a special one just for our kickoff event this Sunday, the 27th at the Norbert.
All right. Sounds good. And Michelle, if people want to find out about, oh, I don't know, maybe about 200 volunteer positions, where could they go?
Yeah, absolutely. They should check out our website, which is volunteernow.net. And there's that teal button up in the right-hand corner that says volunteer. Click that, and it will take you right to all those needs. Or give us a call at the Volunteer Center, and that number is 262-338-8256.
And the Volunteer Center and the Hub are located?
We're located at 303 Water Street in West Bend.
All right. Noelle, Michelle, thank you so much for you this morning. And we'll be in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks. This worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Thanks so much for making this happen.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michelle and Noelle. Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. And Noelle from Casa Guadalupe, community conversation on a Thursday morning here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.